Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, it's Commanders Steelers this weekend. It's a big game. The injury report the last 2 days that the league mandates, the teams put out, Austin Seibert, Washington kicker who's been very good this season. Dude, did you? One thing you aren't aware of, because I know you didn't get to watch that game, something's up with Justin Tucker. He ain't right. He was one of three on extra points last night. He's missed more kicks this season than he has in his career.
You know what's wrong with him? Over time, you're going to miss them. He did so many of them. Look, kickers get those ailments too. People don't just, they want to downplay kickers and punters, but you're putting a lot of stress on your damn hips and everything when you're kicking those balls, your Tucker back turns, and everything else.
Tucker turns 35 in like 8 days.
Ah, okay.
Is that, if you're Baltimore, do you care about the age or do you care that all of a sudden he's missing?
They care about him missing because if he's still making them, kickers kick into their 40s, dog. So Landetta was past 40 when he left this thing.
Dude, now obviously things could rebound here. He would be at his lowest field goal percentage of his career by a pretty wide margin. And listen to this trend, B. In 21, he made the most field goals of his career. He made 94.6. The following year,
94% percentage.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's 6 for 6 from 50. Like he's bombing them, right? The next year, it dropped down to 86, but he was 9 of 14 from 50. His numbers now are down to 78.9%. And
that's horrible.
He's missing deep, too, 2 of 5.
Yeah.
And he's missing extra points, which is even more alarming.
Well, you start missing extra points, then you got a problem. Because, like, he could hit him. He's hit 60-plus and all that. He's as unbelievable. And look at their run on kickers. You know, before him. They had Stover, and then they come to him. They'll find another one.
Yeah.
I guarantee if that ever happens, but he'll probably correct it. They'll give him a chance to correct himself.
Okay, more important to us, more relevant to our conversation, Austin Seibert has been really, really good for Washington since they signed him week two. I mean, week two, they got their first win because he went 7 for 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the deep stuff hasn't been great for Seibert, but everything inside of 50 has been. And call me crazy, I like a sure thing. Seibert is 10 for 10 inside of 30, 7 for 7 inside of 40, 7 for 7 inside of 50, 1 of 3 from 50. Hasn't missed an extra point all year. I'll take it.
I'll take it all day.
That's money in the bank.
And let's be real. A lot of time when you're going for the 50-plus, and not everybody is automatic for it.
Bro, if Tucker's missing them.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So here's my question for you then. Because I think this is something I've kind of mentioned and people want to like dismiss it and – I don't think it's dismissible. I don't think it's necessarily the end of the world. Seibert misses practice Wednesday with a right hip designation.
Mm-hmm.
Straight DNP. Now, missing practice Wednesday is not the biggest deal. Like, guys miss practice. He's a veteran. He's been in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know that Wednesday they kick. Wednesday might not even be a kicking day.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the stage where the media doesn't get to watch a heck of a lot. Yesterday, Seibert's on the injury report, limited capacity, same right hip. Limited, for those unaware of this, on NFL injury reports, there's multiple portions of practice, right? There's stretching, then there's kind of individual position group work, and then eventually there's team drills where eventually you see 11 on 11, you're installing plays, you're running scout team, you're doing all those things.
Yeah.
Media doesn't get to see any of that. The media gets to see a very limited portion of the individual portion, especially as the season gets longer and longer. If you have a limited designation, means you are able to go through some level of individual position group drills.
Okay.
Well, when you're the kicker, there is no position group. You stand around with Tress and Ott, right? Like, it's the three specialists largely exist in their own universe. So to be limited really could mean very little, you know? Like, it might just mean you stood around and Ott fired some snaps. Now, maybe he was kicking into the net. I don't know. I don't want to speak definitively. I think if they were concerned, they would add a kicker to the practice squad so they could pull somebody up Saturday night if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they haven't done that leads me to believe not...
Are they just being cautious?
Yeah, I don't think it's a terrific cause for concern. But B, just deep in my plums, I don't like to see my kicker on the injury report.
Yeah, I mean, but the whole thing about it, you got to realize, since he's gotten here, how many times do you think he's swung that leg?
A lot.
And you can get sore, you can get irritation sometimes, and just a little rest is the best thing. Maybe that's what they're doing.
Well, and dude, you know, I brought this up with Lattimore. A rest day right now, knowing you're going into two games in 5 days, might not be the worst idea, too.
Yeah.
Especially if it's just his leg. There's not questions about the accuracy.
None.
You know what I mean? So he needs a little rest. Let him rest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a particularly big deal, especially as there's no corresponding move. Farrell yesterday was limited Wednesday, then goes to DNP yesterday. Big Luke, I think, is tracking towards another week of inactive.
Mm-hmm.
Two straight DNPs. Obviously, Coleman played really well against the Giants there. Dorrance Armstrong has been limited. Fowler's been limited. B-Rob limited. How much of a difference does Brian Robinson make in this game, assuming they get him?
I think Brian makes a world of difference. I believe if you can run the football on the Steelers, their defense is not as dominant. Because what happens with them, if you can't run, Highsmith and Watt, they're a problem at that point. But if you can run the football, it limits what they do. They're not the best at run stopping. They're the best at knocking your quarterback around.
They're pretty good at both, but yeah.
Saying when you can run the ball on them, you change the ball game some.
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying that they can't play it, but I've said this to you since we first started doing radio together. Defensive pass rushers want to rush the damn passer. Why? They have a distinct advantage. But when you make them start catching those linemen in their chest, they're not the same people. None of them. LT was. None of these guys are.
I don't know if I told you this. Chick gave me a hard time about this. My bar for who I want a selfie with is incredibly high.
Mm-hmm.
There's not very often that I will ask for a picture with somebody, but I asked LT for a picture on the sideline Sunday at the Meadowlands.
And? Chick wanted to take a picture with Tony Dorsett.
Oh, yeah.
So he could shut up. I mean, he wanted to take a picture with Tony Dorsett when he saw him at Darryl's thing.
Okay.
Why the hell can't you take a picture with LT? LT is probably cream of the crop when it comes to top best football players ever. He's damn sure 1, 2, or 3.
Bang. All right. I feel vindicated. my stance was, I think this is the best defensive player ever. I think it's cool to have a picture with him.
Yeah.
He had the big LT earring.
Yeah.
He was also terrific in Any Given Sunday. Probably should have won an Oscar, Lamphill.
We don't go that far, Jay.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Got that cool earring.
I think you're going a little.
He saw it.
You stretching a little bit.
Remember he saw that dude's car in half in that movie? That movie was nuts.
You sound what, like Jeff? You're nuts.
Jeff's out here trying to sell tickets on Twitter. Don't come at me.
No, I was laughing at because you was talking about LT and movies, and I was like, Landfill, remember, and Waterboy, and Bobby Boucher was talking, and right after he finished, LT was like, And my next point, kids, don't do drugs.
Didn't follow his own advice, did he?
He's pretty funny about it. Like,
oh, he's hilarious.
Like he owns his past. There are some people that try to act like the past didn't happen. Oh, LT seems to take great ownership of it.
I played two rounds straight with him, and it's interesting.
Golf?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
What's
his drink
of choice?
You
think I got some stories for you?
I can only imagine.
Johnny Walker Black.
New York in the 80s when you're the Johnny biggest Walker badass Black. On the planet?
Yes.
Have you ever seen that photo? There's a really famous photo of like LT, Doc Gooden, and Daryl Strawberry. And just think about the brightness of those stars in 1986 in New York City. And woo!
That's well, interesting, Jay.
Whatever the hot club was, I bet they had a table.
That is interesting. I can tell you that.
Coming up 11 a.m., we open the phones for Ask B. Mitch anything.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.